CHS President and CEO Jay Deberton, our guest. CHS reporting second quarter financials at $170.3 million. That compares to net income of some $292 million 1 year ago. Of course, that's coming off of a record year.
We are, Don. Yeah. In fact, the last 2 years were records for CHS. And, you know, that's not our business over time. We don't always find ourselves setting records. Agriculture doesn't work that way, and we had a strong second quarter with $170 million worth of earnings, but just over $9 billion worth of sales for the quarter only. But it still puts us on track for a strong year. We're $693 million of earnings through 6 months, and revenues of about $20.5 billion. So a good strong year, but no 2 years are the same.
Any certain business segment that stood out to you, Jay?
Well, I think both positive and negative. I think our energy segments certainly felt the winter, or the lack of winter, I probably should say, Don, because within much of our trade territory, the winter conditions just weren't anywhere close to normal. And so when you sell propane and heating oil and those kinds of things, you just feel it hard. And our energy segment really did. But it is, there's not much we're going to do about that temperature that was out there, and now we're looking forward to spring. On the egg segment, they had a better quarter, and some of that is just the mark-to-market conditions that we have to account for on each quarter, and that was a little more positive for our egg segment. Fertilizers showing a little bit more stability, and pricing has been a little helpful. But it's good to see on our ag segment. And then, some of the other investments, our equity investments and some other ventures performed well. So, again, we had some pluses and some minuses.
Kind of related to that, looking ahead and looking forward, or looking back and looking ahead, we had a lot of fertilizer that was put down this past fall. What impact does that have for us on the crop nutrient side this spring?
Well, generally, that's a good thing. The more that we could get done in the fall, it just takes a little bit of pressure off the spring, and so we were happy to see that. As we both know, that came largely because of such a dry fall, because we weren't out of the fields for rain conditions. So that's the other side to it too. Is it was a little bit dry, but we got a lot of field work done, and if we go to an early spring this year, if we do, I think that's just going to lead to better supply conditions, just as we have more time to work with, because it can get awful compressed when springs get late. But spring has, at least as we're talking here on the phone today, Don, it has the outlook that it's going to be a little bit earlier.
Margins obviously a bit tighter on the farm with where commodity prices are. Is that reflected in what your outlook is for crop input purchases at the farm level?
We are seeing that. I mean, commodity prices are not where farmers would like them to be. Some input prices have reset. I mean, fertilizer is more reasonable. Some other prices are a bit more reasonable than they had been, but some of the costs are not. I mean, land rents are still high, and some of the input costs remain high. At the same time, we're coming off of a really couple of strong years on farm income, and so in agriculture, we know that these cycles are part of our life, and that's why we run our operations reflecting that and knowing that next year is going to be its own, and I think we are seeing that in. And unfortunately, even with the commodity prices that are a bit lower than we would like to see, exports aren't that strong out of the U.S. And part of that is because we are still sitting a bit high in the global markets with the prices that we have. So that's almost, an additional factor that we've got to face, is that while we like commodity prices to be higher for farm income, we also got to stay competitive in the world supply.
Jay, this geopolitical situation remains volatile, whether it's Ukraine or Gaza or a bridge collapse in Baltimore. What What's some of the uncertainty we're seeing continuing to have as an impact for supply chain and the co-op itself?
Yeah, it's you're exactly right, Don. The world just gets increasingly complex, and we gotta adapt and live with it. You know, the two big shortcuts around the world for shipping, Panama Canal and Suez Canal. You know, in the Suez Canal with Red Sea, that's going to be an impact, and it is an impact for global trade and logistic issues. Really, the industry is sorting it out, and it will sort it out. But it makes for the people that do that on behalf of CHS. Their work is hard because the world is kind of complex, and these things just repeatedly seem to happen. I mean, a bridge going down in Baltimore was not on anybody's radar, and a tragic loss of life that went with it, and then now the supply headaches that will come with it too. So, at the same time, that's the world as it is, not the world that we planned for, and we'll deal with it as it is.
Jay, when we talked in January, you were discussing a possible collaboration with Grillmark. That sounds like that's off the table. What went into that whole decision process?
Sure. Yeah, and you're exactly right, Don. We did announce we were doing exploratory talks with Grillmark. An excellent agricultural supply cooperative headquartered over in Illinois, and the boards of directors of the two companies investigated work between the two companies. Management did as well, and we went in with it with our eyes wide open by both companies, seeing if there's something more in addition that we do, because we do have ventures together already. And what the conclusion of that work, both by the boards and the management team, where it ended was we aren't going to go any further. We still have ventures together. We'll continue those. They're successful, but nothing in addition to them.
Any reason why, or what was the thought process?
It really kind of came to be that both companies have to see a vision that this could work out in the future, and could be something that their membership and their boards could see getting getting further, and that just wasn't the case. So that's fine. That's why we explored it. That's why we went into it, and we leave it there.
Sounds good. Anything I'm missing, Jay, we didn't touch on?
I don't think so, Don. Pretty quiet quarter. Our second quarter is generally the quietest quarter for the company, and I think this reflects it.
I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.